106.9 WCTR, the greatest hits of all time. More and less in the morning. It's the fourth Friday of the month. That means it's time for Kent County Connection. I try three times and say that. And it's with Jamie Williams, of course, from Kent County Economic Development. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you brought a special guest with you. We're all very familiar. I think we all saw it unfold on TV when the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed. And, you know, you've heard a lot of talk about that, that there's a trickle-down effect. You know, you think, wow, it's a disaster. You know, we lost some people. But what does that mean? What does that mean for the people that have businesses or whatever and the harbor? But then the other businesses that are affected by that. So you've brought a guest with you to talk with us about that.
I did. Today we have Liliana Chanet with the Small Business Administration with the federal government. So we definitely, you know, from an economic development standpoint, we work with our federal partners, state partners, local partners, regional partners, and the SBA is a very important component of that. Mm-hmm. So happy to have Liliana with us here today, and I'm going to have her share some information. And I will say, you know, if any of this information you need to know more or want more details, you can always reach out to our office at econdev@kentgov.org, mm-hmm. and we can send you the press releases, we can send you the information, locations that Liliana is going to talk about. So I'm going to turn it over to her, but we are here to help and reinforce or provide those connections when you need them.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, you know, WCTR, you know, for inviting me this morning. It's important information that I want you to keep in the back of your mind. Federal government, it's here at the invitation of the governor, and we've opened three business recovery centers where we take applications for economic injury disaster assistance loans. We like to call them EIDLs. Mm-hmm. They're up to $2 million with a fixed rate, 4% for businesses, 3.25% for private nonprofit organization. The repayment, it could be up to 30 years. You need to, you know, take in consideration that these are not your ordinary loans. These loans are made available only when a disaster or an incident such as the collapse of the bridge happen. And as I said, at the request of the governor, we've, you know, commenced this declaration and we offer these assistance. The business recovery centers are a great resource for you while we are here on the ground to come to have a one-on-one, you know, personal talk. I know a lot of business owners are kind of reluctant to just like go online and start the application. Sometimes there are questions that you want to have answered before you submit your financial documentation. And also, you know, it's this kind of like mentality. It's a loan, it's not a grant. Yes, it is a loan, but as I said, it's not your commercial loan. It's a loan that comes from the Treasury, not from a bank. There is no payment and no interest for the first 12 months if you get approved for the loan. And how do you qualify? So to qualify, you need to be an existing business that has been registered with the city or the county, with the state for at least 1 year prior to the incident. You need to prove that your business had sustained substantial economic impact due to the bridge. And a lot of people ask me, and how do I do that? You know, mm-hmm. well, if you've been in business, you file taxes. So the last year's taxes, your balance sheets, your P&L from last year compared to the ones that are now mm-hmm. and the ones that are coming in the next 6 months, then you're going to see a decrease, you know, in your revenue. When you do see that, you want to take in consideration that this is an option. There are a lot of grants, a lot of help available at the county and city level. Those are grants that are like $5,000, $10,000 CDBG money. I mean, take advantage of those. Keep in mind, this is something that could work as a cash flow for your business to stay in business, and this is only for this incident, you know, exclusively. Mm-hmm. If you were familiar with the COVID EIDL loans, yeah. you know, and if you had one as a business owner, keep in mind that this is in addition to that, so this has nothing to do with your previous loan. And once you get to the loan officer throughout the, you know, application process, just tell them if anything changed in your business or anything changed in your financial, you know, capacity as a business owner, because repayment capability, it needs to be taken in consideration.
Right.
Also, if you took any other grants or, you know, state aid for this, you know, economic impact, that is going to be deducted from the total of the loan that's going to be offered to you, because we don't duplicate, you know, help.
So if you say you got qualified for a $20,000 loan, but you got a $5,000 grant from the county, so you would only get $15,000, essentially.
Essentially, yes. Also, it's a excellent, you know, example. Let's say, for instance, that your loan, it's over $25,000, mm-hmm. which we call it an unsecured loan. In that case, anything that it's financial assets that you might have will be taken in consideration for securing that loan. Okay. Anything that's under $25,000 is considered an unsecured loan, and it's very easy to get.
Okay.
As I said, you're probably not going to feel the effect of the collapse of the bridge until, I would say, late September, October, November, and then you're going to see the decrease, because right now the suppliers are still there. You know, and for every business that gets out of business, 10 other businesses are going to be impacted immediately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's why we offer this, and it's offered to all the counties in Maryland and all the adjacent counties in the neighboring states. All this information is going to be available at the emergency managers, government offices, all the chambers, you know, in the area, and we're going to go through all the media, you know, outlets, to newspapers, to radio stations, to TV station. We're going to try to saturate the media market with this information to be available. Because guess what? Once we are gone and we are in another declaration, like we've been talking earlier, I'm probably going to go to Ohio in 2-3 weeks. So once we are gone, all this information remains stagnant. And coming close to the deadline, which is December 30th, people are going to start asking you, or asking the county, or asking the emergency manager, what about this loan? What about this EIDL help from SBA? So you want to keep this information available. And my ask to you, as the voice of the community here in Kent County, please, please, please keep in consideration that 30 days prior to the deadline in December 30th, I would love for you to air again this information, so people would know again that this is still available until mm-hmm. December mm-hmm. the 30th.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you mentioned there are three recovery centers. There's one in Anne Arundel County. It's at the Arundel Christian Church in Glen Burnie. There's one, excuse me, in Baltimore at the Care First Engagement Center. And you said there was a third one.
Yes, in the community college in Dundalk campus, CCBC, there's a center. It has a lot of traffic. And we see a lot of business owners coming in from the areas that are immediate areas of the impact. These centers are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And for your convenience, they're open on Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So please come in. Even if you are like from, you know, a further, you know, or adjacent county, don't feel like you cannot come all this distance. That's why we have the centers open on Saturdays as well. Please come and try this, you know, service that we offer, because it's going to help you. I've tried the application online just to see how it is, and it took me 45 minutes, and I was like, oh, man, this is not as easy as I thought it would be.
Right.
And there are questions there, and what do I do this, and how do I do that, and how do I, you know. So quick tips on doing it online. If you want to go to sba.gov/disaster, start your application process, mm-hmm. right there you can. But if you get stuck, you know, come to the center. And if you're like me, that I have 1,000 questions for one thing, then, you know, then you want to have somebody that's one-on-one and hold your hand and answers all the questions that you might have.
Well, and I would think, even if you're not entirely sure, you know, the point you made about you're not going to start feeling the effects for a while, because a lot of the supply chain is already backed up. So once that starts depleting, then suddenly you're going to have that loss of sales because you can't get in the things that you need. So even coming and asking them, maybe having them help you kind of forecast, is my business probably going to be affected? When do I expect that it'll be affected? How much should I apply for? You're going to have a hands-on person that's going to help you kind of navigate that, rather than just sitting there trying to figure it out yourself.
And that's exactly, you made the point, exactly. I mean, that's on point. That's what we are trying to do at the centers. We're trying to help you, guide you through the process. The decision is absolutely yours. It doesn't cost you anything to apply for the loan. It doesn't take any points. So, you know, these are benefits on having a disaster federal loan. And on top of everything, a lot of people don't know this, but they are negotiable. So once you get to the, you know, to the loan officer that's assigned to your case, each case is perceived individually. So let's say, for instance, I have a catering business. I'm going to take this example because I talked to a caterer, you know, last night about this. And he said, well, my business is in such and such, and I've been relying on the bridge all the time to just do my wedding catering and do all these things, and one of a sudden this is gone and I have to have all the truckers and everything deliver all the way across. That is increasing cost, increasing gas, increasing, right, you know, people that will drive that. And because it's a, you know, wedding caterer, it's going to have to be on time, it's going to have to be fresh. So yeah, you know, he saw the impact right away, but there are businesses, right, that they might not see it right away, or businesses like mom and pop shop that they are like in, you know, northern territory, and right, they will say, well, it does not affect me. I am not in the proximity of the bridge, but right, you're not going to have the traffic anymore. People are not going to come, mm-hmm, and they're not going to be, even tourism is going to be affected by this a lot. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm, Queen Anne and Kent County and all the, you know, shore counties are going to be affected by this.
Right, exactly.
Can
so
can I share a couple of other,
yes,
things? The SBDC, SBDC,
Small Business Development Center, yes, they're a good partner with SBA.
Yes, and we have two in our area, Rich Leffler and Greg Bartow. So if anybody needs help with that forecasting to try to figure out if there is going to be an impact, we could certainly connect them so they could work with that business to prepare them to go to the office and or fill out the application online. Mm-hmm. So I want to share that.
That's an excellent point, because once we're gone, our partners on the ground are SCORE in SBDC, the local SBA, yep, office, and they could just go and have the same attention that they would have from us with the business recovery centers. However, it's easier to start earlier. It's easier, mm-hmm, to come here when we are still on the ground, and it's going to be facilitated in a form and fashion that's going to be expeditiously done, mm-hmm, and all the explanation and everything, it's going to be done up front.
So this is a lot of information to digest, but I think the big most important takeaway is that you may not think that a bridge over there is going to affect your business, but it just might. And it's worth asking those questions and getting this information to check and see, and maybe applying for this assistance that'll help you kind of get through that period of time when there's a law. And then, you know, the 1 year grace period too for repayment is also helpful. You have the cash you need right now, and then have a year before you have to start paying that back.
So. Yeah, and if I could just take the opportunity to say that there are, as Liliana indicated, some state grant programs out there related to the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. There is a business opportunity through the Maryland Department of Commerce. There is, through the unemployment office, for workers and or contractors that were affected by the collapse, mm-hmm, through the Maryland Department of Labor. And the third component is DHCD, who is working with the communities directly on either end of that bridge, Dundalk and Curtis Bay, to help them with their community development and to overcome, you know, the challenges from this disaster. So keep those in mind as well. And again, any of this information, if you think that you, even if you just want to find out more, please email us at econdev@kentgov.org, and we can certainly send you information on the press releases and for the SBA EIDL loans, as well as information on the state programs.
If I might add something, the business recovery centers are meant to be a one-stop shop. So all these assistants that you just mentioned, and all the, you know, city and county government are present at the BRCs, and you could come and ask them directly.
All great information. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.